And a good evening to you. Siouxland Public Media presents The B-Sides. I'm Eric Blumberg.
This is Johnny Bolin.
Yes, we're sure about that. today we're going to finish off our two-week extravaganza over Woodstock. So last week we had part one, today we have part two, and in fact, today is the second day of the festival 50 years ago.
Well, I thought it was supposed to rain today, too, but I guess it only happened in Woodstock.
Oh, boy, did it ever. In fact, it rained so hard on Sunday that many of the bands that were scheduled to play on Sunday had to play Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
And one of those bands that played Monday morning, I think at about 9 o'clock in the morning, he started his set, was the highest paid performer. And that was Jimi Hendrix. So Jimi Hendrix is up there at 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And
when did he sleep? Or,
yeah, sure.
Or he did got he sleep?
He got a wake-up call, I'm sure, at 8:30. In any case, when he came on the stage, he did do everything he possibly could to wake up the crowd. And I think what we're going to hear next would wake up any crowd, anywhere, anyhow. Get up, because we're going to be playing for you the Star Spangled Banner.
You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming, that's all, okay? You can leave or you can clap. Thanks. We'll be right back. kiss the sky. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Jimi Hendrix, Monday morning after the night before.
Nice wake-up call, Jimmy.
I'll tell you what, 9 o'clock to 11 that morning, he apparently appeared to less than 200,000 people were there still for him. So those people got a super treat.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
He didn't have to make it to work the next morning. I'm wondering how many of those folks actually had to make it to work. But let's play some funk, some soul, some rock. Country Joe and the Fish were at Woodstock. They did the I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die rag.
Right.
Which we are not going to play for
obvious
reasons. No, we did
not play that one.
But
it's kind of dirty.
Here's rock and soul music.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome warmly Country Joe the Fish.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're certainly delighted to be here today. I'd like to start off our portion of the show by giving you a taste of a little something we call rock and soul music.
You're listening to Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolin and Blumberg. Next up for you, a little Sly and the Family.
Guitar!
That's Sly and the Family Stone on the B-sides with Bolan and Blumberg. 3:30 in the morning they were playing. And
so
they
in
got,
other words, they put you to sleep then? Is that?
Hardly. At 3:30 in the morning on a Saturday at Woodstock, I think it's kind of superfluous.
What, was that last to, call? Or?
To sing I Want to Take You Higher.
Then who followed them, did you say?
Well, the Who came on at 5 in the morning.
Okay, that would have been.
Yeah, so everybody was up.
Everybody was up anyway.
I think.
Hey, it's Saturday night.
Yeah,
it's in
sure.
New York, right?
Saturday night in New York, right. The streets never close.
No, they don't.
Even
ever.
If it's in Bethel. Joe Cocker is famous for appearing at Woodstock. Interesting note that in April of 1969, Joe Cocker and the Grease Band, his backup, played the Ed Sullivan Show.
I have never seen.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that at all.
You
think
Ed
would have something to say about his
mannerisms?
That was,
yeah, well, that was the first time. Yeah, that was the first time he kind of played in front of a huge audience.
Yeah.
I'm not talking Woodstock, but on the Ed Sullivan Show, because believe me, they get more than 500,000 people watching him. And I think I heard them on FM radio and got hooked up with his album. I just never saw him until a movie.
Right.
And it's like, whoa, son. The Grease Band also put out a record, and I want to play something from it because they on their own were great musicians. Here's Wooly and the Pig.
Hey, The only thing I can say, as I've said to many people, is this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Remember it. Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how did I? Well, I need it, my buddy. Oh, no, Lord. How do I feel at the end of the day?
I said, because you're on your own.
I tell them you say no more. Oh, I can live my friend. I got to buy the thing all the way. Everybody got to live. I'm certain it happens all the time. You know it does.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I don't see nothing, but it's just the light. Don't you know I got to live? Thank you.
is divine. What a dream around, I don't know. Live out of love, and I love it. I gotta get my friends together. Cause all we gotta do is love. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get all of your friends. You gotta get all of your friends in love. Everybody knows the way. Everybody knows the way. You got your friends. You got your friends away. You got your friends to love. You got your friends to love. You got your soul to love. So, thank you very much indeed. See you again. Beautiful.
He had about 500,000 friends out there when he did that. Joe Cocker right here on Siouxland Public Media, the B-Sides, Bullen and Blumberg, doing another Woodstock show. Today is the 50th anniversary of the Saturday of the show. The show went 3.5 days because of rain.
It's really cool to be doing this because, I mean, a lot of these songs are being brought back to me for the first time in a while. I really, unless we were doing this, I can't imagine sitting down and listening to this album this week. Maybe a couple tunes, but not, you know, we went through quite a few tunes this.
Yeah, and we've got a few more left to do yet. They're shorter, though. I promise.
Yeah.
Creedence Clearwater is coming
up. I've
been
getting into it. I don't know how long they are.
Creedence Clearwater was the first band to actually sign to play Woodstock for $10,000. And it turned out that they ended up on stage at 3:30 in the morning. And John Fogerty was so hacked off that he didn't want the band in the movie. He didn't want the band on the soundtrack.
Did anybody play in the daytime ever?
Yeah, there were. There were. Most of it was early in the morning.
Yeah.
Here's Green River.
Stopping at the lower cafe. All right, friends, you have seen the heavy groups. Now you will see Morning Maniac music. Believe me, yeah. It's a new dawn. The regular guys. Mickey Hopkins.
Get up and tell you where to go.
Well, I suppose a couple of San Francisco bands, by the way, Creedence and, of course, Jefferson Airplane. I suppose that could have been like the theme song for the festival, because I would surmise everybody was feeding their heads.
Could have been, yeah.
Yeah, could have been, could have been. Siouxland Public Media, we're trying to feed your head with music from Woodstock, the 50th anniversary. And one of the bands, not from San Francisco, other side of the country, actually Queens.
Queens.
New York. Mountain. Here's Leslie West, Dreams of Milk and Honey.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. In the rain and snow.
You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Take a hint from your mama, please. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road.
We are scared.